Collections Evaluation for the Unseen University Library. With apologies to Sir Terry Pratchett. A Discworld fanfiction. Written by Tea and Spite on Tumblr. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. Introduction. The goal of this analysis is to evaluate the overall usability of the Unseen University Library located in Ankh-Morpork, Discworld. As many quantitative analysis methods are unworkable due to the unique nature of the collection, this preliminary study will seek to determine the true contents and accessibility of the collection through a number of methods. The study will include a brief, user-centered evaluation, an overview of best practices in interlibrary loan and collections department, and a series of document delivery tests. For the sake of this evaluation, only the official present collection of the Unseen University will be examined. Contents belonging to other libraries that are accessible via L-Space will be considered as part of the interlibrary loan system, as will materials available by time travel and other such means. User-centered evaluation and prior requests. A preliminary survey of patron needs has already been made, but to get a more clear picture of collection needs, a more in-depth survey assessment will be distributed to both faculty and to students. All participants are to be assured that their comments will remain fully anonymous and that the librarian has tentatively agreed not to maim anyone for bad suggestions. Probably. Bribes of fruit and office supplies are recommended. The faculty survey will also include lists of materials currently available in the library that are relevant to their discipline, with space to suggest additions or updates. Interdisciplinary subject areas shall also be included. During this time, the library staff will also assemble a list of frequently used, requested, and cited in university-produced theses materials to be input into HEX for analysis. These statistics will be vital for both collection development choices and future evaluations of this type. Preliminary survey results have isolated several problem areas. Due to the recent discovery of the lost continent Forix, also called Terra Incognita, a larger allocation has also been requested for books on cruel and unusual geography, travel, and other associated topics. Some areas, such as selections on eldritch lacemaking, impractical necromancy, and fluencing, have been widely praised for their quality, but student researchers have complained that the selection for invisible runes and writing is non-existent, despite recently obtained grant funding. Further concerns have been raised regarding the physical accessibility of the books, as many shelves and areas are reachable only via ladders, rappelling gear, or being a 300-pound orangutan, though convincing the librarian that this is an issue may be difficult. Professor Ponder Stibbins, head of Inadvisably Applied Magic, has repeatedly requested a larger budget for e-resources, which the library has historically lacked. The collection at present mostly consists of a small number of donated e-books on self-help and personnel management. A further study may be needed specifically for these etheric resources, but in the meantime, the collection must first be increased, with a particular eye towards born digital resources and material produced by university alumni. Interlibrary loan analysis. While the Unseen University interlibrary loan system is unparalleled on account of being connected to the rest of the multiverse's libraries via L-Space, it is certainly a net borrower rather than a net lender. However, this is no excuse for lack of proper collection development. After consulting the librarian, it has been agreed that a list of loaned books will be drawn up from previous records. Extra copies of frequently, quote, borrowed, unquote, items from other dimensions or time periods shall be brought to satisfy patron demand. In cases in which a book no longer exists, or has never been written, on Discworld, copies should be obtained with legal tender from dimensions in which copies are available. In regards to materials from the future, there is considerable ethical debate of library best practices among librarians of time and space. Whether or not acquiring books that have not yet been written is a violation of copyright law has yet to be legally clarified, but faculty and students should not expect to be permitted to cite them in their own work. See also Library Rule 3. Do not interfere with the nature of causality. In a similar vein, there is evidence that the subscriptions on a number of journals have lapsed, despite the continued availability of new volumes. Once again, just because the vendors cannot stop it from happening does not make such actions ethical or legal. Document Delivery Test. The Unseen Library is unique in that such trivialities as space and time are not particularly relevant. Unfortunately, endless shelving space isn't useful without a proper catalog or regular shelf reading. Remember, escaping books is never a good excuse. All floating, teleporting, or otherwise wandering books must be properly restrained when not in use. As such, the document delivery test has been chosen due to the Unseen Library's history of disorganization. Also called a retrievability test, this test uses a list of frequently cited and core materials to determine three things. 1. Whether or not the library owns an item. Whether the item is past, present, or future must also be noted. 2. If the item can be located. 3. How long it takes to retrieve. These tests will be repeated regularly until sufficient data is gathered. While in other libraries, it is generally recommended that untrained individuals search for items, these tests will be carried out by the librarian alone. The last several expeditions of students have not returned, and the university is starting to run low on spare undergraduates. Research limitations. Due to the nature of the Unseen University, weeding is both impossible and dangerous. Furthermore, the books themselves are not to be removed from the library grounds, and contaminant procedures for particularly hazardous or bitey texts must be followed at all times. All document delivery tests must be done by the librarian or library assistants for health and safety reasons. Efforts to locate the library archives and catalogs have been unsuccessful as of yet. See previous statement regarding university student expeditions. Research implications. This study will be the first known evaluation of the Unseen University collection. It will spotlight areas that need further development and hopefully pave the way for future organizational efforts. This study will hopefully be of use to future and past librarians of time and space while developing and analyzing their own collections. While the Unseen University Library and libraries like it have unparalleled access to materials, it is vital for stewards to not become complacent in mere quantity and to seek to build a relevant, searchable collection. Options for a full reorganization will be discussed in a later study, including a full overview of multiversal classification systems, including Round World's Dewey Decimal System, Library of Congress classification, Universal decimal, classification, and so on. A separate study will focus on the place of e-books and e-serials in the university library and plans to expand related resources. Fortunately, a plan for a cataloging system designed specifically for the university by infamous inventor Bergholz Studley Johnson was recently rediscovered in a folder marked "Don't." This will, of course, end well. The end.